Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Faith Focused Spanish Blog Show with your host, Faith Lane.
All right, I'm live on my radio station, our Faith Focused Spanish Blog Talk Radio. If you're just joining, you can call in. Guest call-in number is 563-999-3741. We're normally on air Monday through Friday from 11 to noon. So, but today I just want to jump on real quick and just talk a little bit about what's going on with the coronavirus and what's going on in our community. Well, we got to start knowing better to do better. So, but the first thing first, I want to thank everyone who came on my page, sent me birthday shout outs, inboxed me, called me, and sung happy birthday to me. It was so special. So I really want to just say thank you to everyone. I wasn't able to answer all the messages that's on my Facebook page. So I just personally want to say thank you to everyone. I appreciate all the wishes, and I just appreciate you guys. I felt so special. And it's so funny because one of my friends said, "What you gonna be doing for your birthday?" And she said, "You're gonna go from the kitchen to the living room." My friend named Tiffany, and I was like, "Yep, girl, I'm taking it from the windows to the walls." So that's just, you know, I just want to thank everyone that again for saying happy birthday to me. So I appreciate that. Despite all the stuff going on, I really did enjoy my day. So I appreciate it. Well, I just wanted to jump on for a minute because a lot of people been in my inbox and sending me a lot of, seems like, negative stuff and conspiracy theories and all of that stuff. And I kind of been, like, deflecting it off of me because I just don't want to get that stuff in my head. I just want to keep moving forward. But one of the things I found out is that we still having issues in our community with waking up. Even though they haven't officially said the whole nation is in a state of emergency, we really are. I mean, we was already in a state of emergency before this virus, but we just was not paying attention or awake about it. So one of the things I want to talk about, I actually talked to people about learning how to save and accumulate money. You know, I've been talking to people about life insurance, investments, college planning, retirement planning. And, you know, you could talk to a lot of people and you put the information in front of them and they say, "I'm good, I'm good." But are you really good? Like, really, are you really good? You know, and if you are that good, if you really have that much money saved up, whether it's a 6 to 12 month amount of income saved up, then help somebody else, show someone how they can do it, because we have a lot of people out here that's failing with learning how to save and accumulate money. We are now in emergency situations where people have totally lost their jobs. They're getting fired and laid off. And one of the things that, you know, we talk about is having, you know, investments and life insurance outside your job. Because, of course, if you get fired, laid off, or quit, you lose your benefits. And so one of the things is I want to talk about is the new kind of life insurance they have. Well, first of all, let's talk about a lot of things that's going on right now. Because of this pandemic, okay, because of this pandemic, a lot of people are running to get life insurance, okay? There's some people that are still sleeping saying they don't need it, okay, or they want to wait until this thing blow over. Some of those people that wanted to wait for this to blow over did not make it today. They, you know what I'm saying? So there's no, I don't understand why people waiting to see if this thing blow over to get life insurance. At the end of the day, before this even came out, you needed life insurance because it's not if you die, it's when you die. You got to be prepared for it. So, guys, we got whole families. Like, you hear what I'm saying? We got whole families being wiped out by this virus. And so I don't understand why people saying, "I got to think about what is there to think about." What? Please tell me what is there to think about. There's nothing to think about. You do not have life insurance outside your job. You need to get some. Like, it's an emergency situation. A lot of these people that's being buried, a lot of these people that's dying, most of them people do not have life insurance. So if you got multiple family members that's passing away during this virus, hi, Ms. Dion, hi, Mr. George Szymanski, if you have a multiple family members that's dying from this, not only are they you losing loved ones, but somebody got to pay for these funerals. Somebody got to pay for these cremations. If you got four or five, I know one family, they had eight people died in their family. I know for sure no one that I know got enough money sitting around to bury eight family members. So why not get some insurance? Get something that you can at least get approved for something with the amount of money you have now, so that way you can make sure if something didn't happen to you, you're not leaving that burden on your kid. I just read the other day a husband and a wife died and they got little kids under 18 years old. How them kids gonna fend for themselves? God, we gotta do better. You gotta be running to the agent so they can help you. I mean, that's if you love your family, if you really truly love your kids, you got to make sure you get coverage. Go get extra then. If you already got it at your job and you want to be loyal to your job, get some extra insurance. A lot of people are loyal to the job, but the job not loyal to them. Because as soon as this thing started popping off, they was ready to fire people and lay them off. That's not, if you're going to be loyal to somebody, make sure they're loyal to you. Okay, and so again, if you get fired, laid off, or quit, you lose some of those benefits, and so you need that coverage in the event or if it comes to your time. So we got to start treating our lives like we live in an emergency situation. If we don't have enough savings for 6 to 12 months to pay all of our bills and still be able to eat off of that, we not good. I mean, most of the people I've been talking to, they all say they live in check to check. So I'm trying to understand that. I'm confused. I mean, our company, we're essential workers. We still offering people to come and get some work with us. You don't have to work every day. You don't have to work 9 to 5. You can make some great money working 6 to 10 hours a week and still work your full-time job. I don't want nobody quitting their job. You know, I want you to come and, you know, if you need some extra money, come work with us. I don't care if you work a couple of hours a week on your free time, on your spare time. But we got to do better to learn how to accumulate some money so we can have money in emergency situations. You got to have a plan A, B, C, and D for emergency situations, guys. And let me tell you, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm on my way to get there. Do that make sense? So I'm in the right surroundings with the right people to show you how to make it and save it, if that makes sense, because we work in financial services, right? So if you want to learn how to do that, we can show you how to do that. If you know for sure you don't have no, and this other thing too, if you know for sure you don't have insurance, you got insurance at your job and you don't have it outside your job, call me. Hit me up. I know people in all states, okay, that can help you out with that. And then, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I got the insurance at my job, but your kids don't have the insurance. You got the insurance, but the kids need coverage too. These kids need coverage too. Kids out here, before this virus was going, kids was out here dying. The kids need insurance too. And I got some plans for kids, some of them low as $4. I mean, come on, we got to do better, guys. A lot of times people getting the money from the insurance and they spending it. Put that money in some investments. Get your kids on the right track for retirement or for their future. Get yourself on track. But we got to start doing better, guys. I'm really heartbroken because you hear so many people say, call me back next month. Call me back in a couple. If you got $25 to go out here and buy $25 worth of toilet tissue, You got $25, $30, $40 to get some insurance on you and your kids. Because we don't know what's going to happen. This is just a small amount of what they say is going to happen. So you got to be prepared for that. They can already change the insurance laws. You want to get in there right now before they change these insurance laws. With this pandemic, they're going to be – they most likely going to be changing it where if you been diagnosed with bronchitis or any kind of flu systems in the last couple of months, you might have to be on a waiting list to get life insurance. We don't have any time to wait. If you're healthy and you have not been diagnosed with this thing, you need to get some insurance on you and your kids. Again, this thing wiping out families, and it definitely got close to me because I know four people personal to me that I know have coronavirus. Four people. That's one too many people, okay? And so I'm floored right now for anyone that said I'm good and you know you're struggling. You ain't got to prove nothing to me. I want you to care enough for yourself and your family to make sure you have some protection. One of the things, a couple of things that I do is we do this living benefits, which means if you have a heart attack, stroke, cancer, kidney failure, they got a list of things. If any of those events happen to you, you have access to money on those policies that you could use them to help you pay your bills. And some people get enough to pay off their house. And a lot of these insurance policies don't have that, but we have that here where you can have access to that money if you can't perform two of the daily living skills. There's six daily living skills. If you can't perform two of them, you can have access to money off that policy that will help you pay your bills. Or if you get enough to pay your house off, you can get enough to pay you can take enough off to even pay the house. You know, we always, sometimes I run into people that the husband the only one working and the wife not, and something happened to that breadwinner, now the wife and kids is still homeless because you don't have no insurance. We just got to do better, guys. We got to be, start being proactive with everything in our lives. This whole thing is going to change everybody's life the way we all live. It's just crazy. I'm just really floored at a lot of the people, some of the things I'm still hearing people say, all the excuses. That's what it is excuses. I'm going to wait until this blow over. What are you waiting for? Because as you can tell, this thing is blowing past everybody and it's wiping people out, family members, whole family. So, anyway, I'm just treating it as an emergency situation because that's what this is. It's an emergency situation, and you have to start being active. We got to start. If you have a lump sum of money, you need to put that away somewhere, not in the bank, somewhere where the money working for you. We also got different kind of policies that you could put your money in investment and something that's safe right for now. And the bank is not safe enough. As a matter of fact, it don't even double, you know, in the lifetime that you're going to be living. So we got to stop being so loyal to the bank. I ain't saying not to put some of your money in the bank. Don't put all of it in there. You got to have something, you know, access to some. But you ain't got to put all of your money in the bank. So some of the things I want to help people I want to help some people get some work because there's a lot of people out of work. The last time I checked, I haven't been keeping up the numbers. I know it was 3.3 million people signing up for unemployment, but yeah, I asked you, do you need some extra money? And people saying no. And you ain't got to do no life. One of the things is you don't have to actually do the work that I'm doing. You could be a solid partner, still earn some money with me. You can still be a solid partner. That means that you can give some people and give me some referrals, and I'll help these people close out their policy, and I'm going to show you how you can make money the same way being a solid partner, okay? We have some spare time positions. You still keep your full-time job, whether you're working or not right now. keep you and work with us part time, 6 to 10 hours a week, and earn you some extra money that way. We have another position that, you know, if you want to learn how to be a broker, we can show you how to do that, where you can own operate your own stuff, you know. Then we, you know, again, we have that life insurance with the living benefits in it. You know, you don't have to die to use this life insurance policy. You can be actually living. Because if you think about it, a lot of people that have heart attacks, stroke, and cancer, they don't, not everybody dies. But when you're that sick, you can't go to work. Your bills still got to get paid. So you can take, you have access to money on that policy that you can still pay your bills if you're that sick. You know, the doctor got to write you a note to say that you're that sick, so you can have access to that money. And then, listen, if you don't want to even do none of that, we all know somebody that got laid off, that got fired through all of this right now. If you don't want to help yourself, I can help them. I will help them. Reach out to me, get my phone number, and I will help them. If you don't want to help yourself, let somebody else help themselves. They might not even be on my page. But you can say, hey, I know somebody that's looking for somebody that's looking for some work. If you're looking for investments and life insurance and you're looking to cover your kids, call this lady, Faith Lane. She's going to help you out. Or if I can't help you out, trust me, I know some people that can. So we just got to learn, know better to do better, guys. I'm so heartbroken right now because I'm hearing people that's close to me. I'm trying not to get emotional about it, but I know people that's personally close to me that have this virus. They don't even know how the heck they got it. I don't want nothing to happen to anyone, my family, my friends, nobody. But it's not up to me. It's not up to me. That decision is not up to me. You know? All I can do is pray about it, keep my soul safe, and making sure my eyes stay clean, and keep encouraging everybody else to stay clean and stay encouraged. And I've been talking to a lot of people getting depressed. You got to keep pushing. Every time you say something negative or somebody says something negative to you, say something positive. You got to replace the negative with 10 positive things. So every time you hear something negative or you even find yourself talking negative, replace it with positive words. I know it might not sound easy, but it is. Go online. You can find all kind of positive things online. Read some positive books. You know, find a good book. If you don't know any books, let me know. I'll throw a couple of book covers in your inbox, and I can say recommend you to read these certain books. Because everybody's situation is different, so it depends on the book that you need to read. So anyway, guys, I'm just, you know, I know that we all gonna make it through this. We got to stay prayed up. We got to pray for each other, pray for ourselves. Pray for our insanity. We just got to pray. I seen a video the other day. It was so powerful that everybody was outside the hospital and they all had their hands on the building praying. Like, how deep is that? Now, I'm trying not to get emotional about it because that's very powerful. Anyway, we just got to know better to do better, guys. And, you know, this put a lot of things in perspective for people. I have been friends on Facebook for years, since back in MySpace days, and I never seen them in person yet. But yet we know more about each other than our families know about us. Ain't that some craziness? But anyway, I want to be able to see my friends and people that I connected with before, even people that I recently hired to come and work with us as business partners. Some of these people I haven't even met face-to-face, but I talked to them on the phone. I want to be able to meet all of them, all my business partners. Some of my coaches that I work with, been working with them for over a year. I haven't seen them face-to-face, but we talk on the phone. We could talk about anything. So I'm just, you know, I want to be able to meet all these people. I want to be able I was thinking, like, when they shut all this stuff down, I'm like, man, I ain't gonna ever see my, well, I'll be able to see my family again. So I've been doing a lot of FaceTiming with people. Like, we just got to start building our relationships back up, our friendships, if they worth building back up, because some of these relationships, you need to leave them where they was at. But, yeah, I mean, if you got family relationship, families broken up, we can't let a funeral bring us back together. We got to know better, do better about that, too. So, anyway, I'm about to get back to work because I'm over here trying to keep my goals and dreams going. I want to accomplish something before I leave. It's a lot of people, and I want you guys to think about this. It's a lot of people took their goals and dreams to their grave. You hear what I said? They took their goals and dreams to their grave. Don't let a job and nobody else get in your way of your goals and your dreams. Keep stay focused. Keep stay positive. Keep positive energy around you. I mean, those things is very powerful. If you let anybody take your joy away, man, I tell you, can't let them do it. They can't win. So I encourage everybody to keep pushing, pray, stay focused. And let's all stay alive. Hopefully one day we'll all get a chance to meet each other. I don't know about, I got 5,000 people on the WHO. That's a lot of people to be trying to meet. But anyway, guys, a couple of things again. If you're looking for work, I got silent partner, spare time, and part-time, okay? If you're looking for some extra income, keep your job, okay? If you're looking for life insurance, that's including living benefits that you can use whether you live or die, hit a sister up. I'm gonna hook you up. If you need some annuity investments, college planning, retirement planning, we can help you out with that, okay? Because we're going to make it through this, but you can't stop giving up on what the goal is supposed to be. It's save and accumulate and build financial wealth for you and your family, right? So on that note, oh, one more thing. I keep saying this. I don't know why ain't nobody hit me up for free stuff. Something wrong with that. I used to say anything free sounds good to me. On my radio station, Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio, I am doing free interviews. Any authors, business coaches, life coaches, I am doing free interviews. Hit me up so I can get you on there. I have over one of the sites that I have my radio station on is called the Entertainment Directory. We have access to over 200 different countries that are listening in on my radio station. So if you're trying to get some books sold, if you're trying to get some business advertised, if you got some new music you want to put out there without the cursing, I can put it on my station. So if you're interested in something free, F-R-E-E, free, if you're interested in that, inbox me, and that is Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio. Our guest call-in number is 563-999-3741. I'm normally on Monday through Friday, but been working a lot, but I'm going to get back to doing that on a daily talk, and I usually get up and do a little inspirational quote or something like that. So if you want to get on my radio show, Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio, inbox me. And if you're looking for work, inbox me. And life insurance, inbox me. Because tomorrow ain't promised. We got to be prepared. All right? Some of our family members, we losing too many people that we can't afford to bury everybody. So why not being a responsible adult, and get your own life insurance and stop saying my mama got my insurance because your mama trying to pay her insurance. So anyway, pay for your own, be a responsible adult, and get your own insurance on you and your kids. extra outside of your job. I'm not talking about at your job, because the job ain't loyal to you. You got to be loyal to your family, okay? So anyway, you guys have a great and blessed day. I'm going to make sure I pray for everyone. I'm going to start checking in and see if anybody need anything or just want to talk. Just hit me up. Have a great day. Talk to you guys soon.
That you ain't coming back. In the beginning, everything was cool. Towards the end of it all, it's all bad. I know I played my part in making it what it is, and I know that you did the same. I guess I'm out of here. I'm moving on again. I'm sure that you will understand. I play by the rules, you play by the game. I couldn't have stayed. It's easier to say, 'cause I was by your side. Into the pain. I guess it doesn't matter now that you're so far away. And every minute you're gone, I'm missing your love. I can't believe that you're far away.
For your listening pleasure.